Gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late? Got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes up. Up and away, got a big day, sorry can't stay. I gotta run, run, yeah. Gotta get home, pick up the phone, gotta let the people know I'm gonna be late. There was a time when we could dance until a quarter to ten. We never thought it would end then. We never thought it would end. We used to carry on and drink and do the rock and roll. We never thought we'd get older. We never thought we'd grow cold.
What's happening, Las Vegas? It's your boy Jeffrey with a G with another outstanding first weekend of June edition of Vegas Nonstop. In studio with us, international illustrator Neil Portnoy.
Jeffrey.
Superfan and sports entrepreneur Tom White.
Hello, everybody.
And with me, as always, for the last 9.5 years, leading the goat rodeo, my man and yours, the master of mayhem, the ambassador of fun, and the wizard of whoopee, Jonathan J. Scott.
Jeffrey with a G, line one, go ahead. Good morning to ya.
I.
And how was your week?
I had actually a pretty fun week.
You know, they seem to be going faster and faster, and it's almost like Groundhog Day, where we're back in the studio again.
We're a week into June already. I can't believe it.
Crazy.
I know.
Crazy.
Yeah, and Tom White and I, you know, we kick off the weekend every Friday at Sapphire Pool. And,
yes,
and Neil,
we do.
Neil Portnoy, you've got to join us one Friday at noon to 2.
It'll happen.
I had an issue today, though, because of the change in our setup. I was in the sun. I've got sunburn on the back of my calves, so I don't think I'm doing this topless thing right.
Listen, when I join you on a Friday, there's going to be a new addition to the show. It's going to be called Portnoygraphy.
Yeah, Portnoy's Complaint.
Portnoy's Complaint.
They're not bottomless. Yeah, right. Where the booze is flowing and the boobs are showing. So that's the Sapphire Day Pool and Spa, and there's no cover charge for locals if you drive your own car or call the free limo, Sapphire Free Limo. So, yeah, it's every Friday, and we call it F-Off Friday. But pool's also open Saturday and Sunday, and it's on Sammy Davis Jr. Drive. And, you know, Vegas is known for its outrageous pool parties, and Sapphire Pool is certainly one of the best. It's connected to Sapphire Gentlemen's Club, you know, they've got hundreds and hundreds of the world's most beautiful women and a few ugly ones.
Not today.
Neil, you've got the Portnoy Gallery.
Correct.
On what street? What's
this? We're at 1537 West Oakey Boulevard, the corner of Western and Oakey.
And today's Saturday. You've got Jimmy Denning from Tenors of Rock.
Yeah, pretty excited. We're going to do the red carpet, the step and repeat banner. People are going to be able to come into the gallery. Get their picture taken with Jimmy, and we're going to talk and learn a little bit more about who he is. He's not just Tenors of Rock. The guy's got history.
He's a blast. He's a friend of the show, and he's been on with us at the pool. He's been on when we were doing Live from the Ladies' Room. Jimmy's just a great guy. And his wife, Yvette, is what I call a kick in the pants.
How the hell did you fit him in the ladies' room? Because I've been on that show when you do it live.
Yes. Well, it was almost like the Marx Brothers stateroom scene, where we would just have as many people in there. I wanted to have the USC Trojan marching band in there. I thought that would be funny.
Hey, do you think if I come on a Friday, the girls will let me Portnoy them and do a little caricature and...
Where the booze is flowing and the boobs are showing.
And now the boobs are drawn.
Yeah, they could be drawn.
Yeah.
You know, last week's show, for those of you regular listeners, we were using some mighty big words.
Like sometimes 2 syllables.
Yes. So because of that, I have a little present for my co-host, Jeffrey with a G. Line one, go ahead.
Wait a second.
And here's the present that I brought for you.
Oh, I got my Mensa bag.
he's got his own Mensa bag.
Do you notice the hairdo in the cartoon? It goes just up like Jeffrey.
His best girlfriend ever, and I went to the licensing show. Yes, just like
that's
you.
Classic.
For those that didn't know what Mensa is, it's like the genius society of people you have to take a test.
I missed it by that much.
Yeah, well, I missed a lot of things.
Yeah,
and
we missed you.
Yeah, missed a lot of things. Anyway, here's what's going on this weekend. I don't know if you guys, anybody else see the Elton John biopic? I call it a biopic, Rocket Man.
I've heard mixed reviews on it.
It's a movie.
But I've heard mixed reviews. How many of the panel here have actually seen it?
I saw it
as well.
Give me your opinion.
I have not seen it.
Well, you know, we were talking about last week. We were also talking about song parodies. You know, like where you take words and say, or you just hear the words differently. Like "Hold Me Closer," Tony Danza.
Yeah, right.
And the other one is the Jimi Hendrix song "Excuse Me While I Kiss This Guy."
Sounds a little like Chris Berman from ESPN of later years.
We don't talk about any other shows.
Well, I'm sorry.
I liked it, but I didn't like. There's parts of it that I didn't like, and what I didn't like is, I mean, did you like La La Land?
No.
And see, I didn't like La La Land either.
And that one movie of the year.
That one movie of the year, yeah.
I didn't see it.
But did you see, how about a movie called Across the Universe?
Didn't see it.
They use Beatles music through it. So, what they're trying to do is like an old song and dance kind of movie where they stop talking and they just break into song and dance. And that's what Rocket Man does.
The new movie coming out.
Yesterday?
Yeah, the guy goes back in time, does the Beatles stuff.
Well, I didn't know he went back
in time.
No, he doesn't go back in time.
No. It's an altered reality type of situation.
That's classic.
There's actually two of them coming out like that. But before we talk about those, let's stay on Elton John.
Stay on Rocket Man, yeah.
Stay on Rocket Man.
Elton John executive produced it.
Elton John did executive produce it. So I saw a lot of some of Bob Fosse's work in this movie. I thought it was a lot like All That Jazz, where it was very intimate, very introspective, and very honest in terms of presenting his life to the public. It was done in a different style. I mean, it wasn't Bohemian Rhapsody, which was a straight on, here's the story, and we're going to tell you the story. This went
about
into
a man named Freddie.
This went into Elton John's mind, the way that Bob Fosse went into his mind with All That Jazz. And the fellow that plays Elton John, Taron Egerton, is wonderful.
He was phenomenal.
And he does his own singing, his own dancing, and it became a different movie for me. The first 15 minutes of the movie is Elton John as a young child. And then he finally grows into, you know, adulthood, and that's when Taron Egerton comes in. And it comes in a big dance number. I forget what the song is, but it was suddenly a whole different movie. This guy commanded the screen. He came out, he danced, he sang, and there was no option but to stare at him. He was so dynamic.
Good.
And he maintained that through the course of the show. It is a different movie, but it's well worth watching. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, the music is terrific, but again, same like La La Land or that Across the Universe movie or Fosse, where all of a sudden they just break into a dance. In the middle of a conversation, they start dancing in the middle of the street.
And they use all his music when they do it. And it's kind of representative of where the song originated, the circumstance in Elton's life that brought him to create those songs.
One would think. He produced it, I would guess that it's timely to what happened in his life at the time. What seemed a little out of order was when he got married, when he married the woman.
Mm-hmm.
That seemed a little out of order.
The woman.
Chronologically. Well, he married a woman before he married his husband.
The whole sequence in the movie is about 4 minutes long. I mean, he meets her, he marries her, and then they're crying at breakfast because he can't go on with this.
Well, I had that same problem with Bohemian Rhapsody, which is 4 minutes about Freddie Mercury's gay life in the leather bars.
Right.
I thought you were going to say you had the same problem with your own marriage.
He did have, he had the same problem in the leather bars. So
you get in, you get out. Czechoslovakia.
Whatever.
It's the glory hole places that I'm not comfortable with.
It was the assless chaps.
Oh, man.
I guess that's why they call it the blues.
Our friend jazz vocalist Lisa Gay opens her Lisa's Living Room show 9 p.m. Saturday night. Tickets are available at ticketkite.com, like you're flying a kite.
What'd you call me?
Ticketkite.com. Everybody hears that. Except some people don't even know what that means.
They don't know.
With a local special price of $24.95, that includes your first beer, wine, or well drink. And that's at Alexis Park. And the locals code is LVJAZZ.
LVJAZZ.
Just like Las Vegas, LVJAZZ. And that, if you go to ticketkite.com, you could join us, and we're going to have a good time with our friend Lisa Gay and friends at Lisa's Living Room. Saturday, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., Motley Brews, third annual Hopped Taco Throwdown, highlighting the pairing of tacos and craft beer as local chefs compete for best hopped beer-infused tacos. And I thought for sure your friend Brian Howard was going to be part of that.
You know what? Brian and I were just having a cold libation at our friends at District 1, and he was on his way over here with me, and then he remembered he had to do a vegan tasting at his restaurant. So, Brian, if you're out there, don't ever leave me for a vegan tasting.
I've tasted some vegans, and
don't they all taste the same?
If you don't know, by the way, Brian's restaurant on Spring Mountain in Chinatown is Sparrow and Wolf, probably one of the best off-strip restaurants in the city.
Sounds like a Jewish law firm.
Yeah, exactly.
Janet Jones.
Do We Cheat Him and How?
Right. Do We Cheat Him and How? My Ass Hurts and How? And Fleece Him, Bag Him, and Scram. Yeah. Anyway, that's the annual Hopped Taco Throwdown. And it's at Zappos downtown headquarters. Tickets start at $60, and VIP tickets are $85. It includes all the tacos you can possibly eat and all the beer you can possibly drink. Sunday, 4 p.m., the Blue Man Group presents its fifth annual benefit performance for Grant a Gift Autism Foundation with reduced sound and light levels and calming environments in the theater lobby at the Luxor. A pre-show drum circle starts at 3 p.m., and tickets are $36. Go to grantagiftfoundation.org, grantagiftfoundation.org for more info. Saturday, 12 noon, the 18th annual Reggae in the Desert Festival is at Clark County Government Center, starring Don Carlos, Yellow Man, Sly and Robbie, Mikkel Rose, and it's at the Amphitheater, 500 South Grand Central Parkway. Tickets start at only $29.99. We saw the new circus show Celestia at the Strat this week with contortionists, acrobats, aerialists, and my favorite act, which is the knife-throwing couple from America's Got Talent. And I think there's something wrong with these. I really wanted him to miss.
He's working on his third wife, from what I understand. So,
didn't Jennifer Romas from Sexy, her ex-husband, boyfriend, I don't know what the relationship was, wasn't it a very similar act that they had way back when? I believe so.
You gotta get her on the phone. I don't know. You know more than I do.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think Sexy's a terrific show, and Jen Romas is a terrific talent. I know she studied at Gus Giordano Dance Studio in Chicago.
It's a great show.
Chicago
great
gal.
Show.
I think she's in her fourth year now over at the
Westgate. Fifth year.
Fifth year?
She got a 4-year extension.
Yep.
And you know how painful that could be.
Yes.
Friday and Saturday, 10 p.m., Friars Roast comedians Jeff Ross and Dave Attell are at the Mirage. I don't know if you're familiar with Jeff Ross and Dave Attell. Jeffrey Ross usually is the one that hosts the Friars Roast on Comedy Central. He's usually the roast master is Jeffrey Ross. Have you ever seen Jeffrey Ross?
Not live, but I've seen some of his roasts.
You didn't go to Sebastian. I was disappointed you didn't go see Sebastian.
I had already seen him. I saw Sebastian back in October. He is an unbelievable performer. He brings down the house every time. His material is very relatable for everybody. He's just hilarious.
Lady Gaga's bandleader Brian Newman is performing late night sets at the Nomad Restaurant Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11 p.m. Tickets start at $49 for that, and it's becoming, from what I've heard, I haven't gone, it's the new cool place for musicians to sit in and jam. We're both fans of the Nomad Restaurant. I don't know if you guys have been to Nomad Restaurant.
There. Where is it?
In Nomad at the park. It's the Nomad Hotel, which is kind of a
They have a
hotel.
Secret burger event coming up with your famous chicken.
So the roasted chicken is $94 at Nomad Restaurant.
And but it's the best chicken you'll ever have.
Best chicken you'll ever have. It's infused with
I love rock. Neil's face right now.
Yeah, Neil's face.
He said,
how
you said,
the hell could a chicken
he goes,
be $94?
He goes, you said chicken, right?
Yeah, one chicken or they get multiples?
It's a chicken. It's a chicken.
It's a chicken.
It's a chicken.
It's a roast chicken like Bobby used to make on Shabbos dinner.
Wonderful.
Except
wonderful.
For the foie gras. They have foie gras baked under
not his... foie gras.
What's foie gras?
Foie means fake. Foie gras.
Foie gras.
You know, foie gras. If I was in Mensa,
what the hell
I would
language
get...
are we speaking
you can
now?
Either have the duck liver or you can have the fake duck liver.
I don't
liver.
Like liver. I don't do liver.
You're not a liver lover?
Liver.
I'm not a liver.
I don't like liver.
I don't like liver.
I never had liver. I never liked liver. I'm not going to eat liver.
I'm not going
to
eat it.
I used to run. I hated it when my parents would
serve
liver and onions.
No,
there wasn't
best.
Enough
That's
ketchup.
Awful.
There wasn't enough ketchup in the
I
house.
I can smell it right now. Just you saying it. Just you saying it,
I can do
it.
Liver, no.
Yeah, it was the one
my
thing.
Brother hated liver. I used to love liver.
You would have the liver and onions?
Oh, yeah. As a kid,
with
my mom
ketchup?
Would burn. No, hell no.
No. Your mom would just
ketchup?
Burn the liver?
No, burn the onions.
Yeah.
Come on.
Horseradish?
No.
There wasn't enough ketchup in the house to ruin to
it's
get rid of it.
It's calf's liver. So you're taking a young cow, you're searing the liver in a hot, hot pan, seasoning it well. You serve it with caramelized or burnt onions. It's out of this world.
Yeah. Yeah. Fat.
And chicken liver. You like chopped liver?
No.
No liver of any kind.
I love
how about monkfish liver?
What the hell is a monkfish liver?
Oh, that's an ugly fish, but it tastes delicious.
Monkfish.
I've had monkfish.
Yeah.
Does it have a cape on it? I mean, with monkfish. What?
No, it plays a sax.
That's great. I love it.
Heartbreak Hotel is the new Elvis experience at Harrah's Las Vegas, showcasing Elvis Presley's rise to stardom, starring our friend Eddie Clendenning, who starred as Elvis in Broadway's Million Dollar Quartet. If you're an Elvis fan, it really is a must see. Our friend legendary comic George Wallace appears at the Westgate Hotel and Casino. And if you've never seen our friend George Wallace, he's one of the best stand-up comics of all time. Bronx Wanderers at the Link, Gordy Brown at Hooters, Menopause Musical.
Gordy Brown at Hooters?
Yeah, Gordy Brown.
Is he serving
Hooters
wings?
Owl. No. Well, he could. He could serve wings like Paul Lind. He could serve wings like anybody he wants to.
I'll take Paul in for the X.
Remember Hollywood Squares was a great. I loved that. Yeah, Charlie Weaver.
Yeah. Joan Paul Rivers. Lind was always the center square.
Who was it?
I'll take Joan Rivers for the block.
Who was the center square?
Paul Lind.
Paul Lind was always the center square.
Marty Allen was on that, wasn't he?
Yes.
Marty Allen did it a lot.
Yeah. Allen and Rossi, Marty Allen. Another show we recommend is with our friend Enoch Augustus Scott, my
is
little
he related?
Brother. Huh?
Dorothy asked me if he's related to you.
We're all related, aren't we, really?
We're doing Jewish geography? I mean, what are we doing?
Yes, I am. Zombie Burlesque is the name of that show at Planet Hollywood. Anyway, you know, I got off the track a little bit with Celestia, which is a lot of aerial acts. It's not, I really don't think it's anything like Absinthe. Right. You know, it's just, aside from it being aerial acts and acrobats.
Is it going to last?
I can't make that prediction. All I could tell you is it's got 50 people in the cast, 20 people in the crew, and that's a big, big
it's
overhead
a big nut every,
with a $29 week. Ticket on it. It's worth seeing, but what, you know, who could predict? Tom and I have had this, you know, we've had this ongoing conversation of what it takes to keep a show going, and it's not easy. You know, the Outrageous Brunch just closed with our friend John DiDomenico.
Yep.
Which was, you know, okay.
What's the Outrageous Brunch?
It was, you know, that was the big question. Is I don't know that show ever really defined what it was. I mean, it was
where was it?
It was at the SLS, and it was kind of a drag queen, dragish.
Yeah, that really wasn't.
Well, the lead character
queen.
Was in drag.
Esther
Goldberg's Outrageous.
Right. But it wasn't really a drag queen show by any stretch.
No, except that he was in
drag.
He
was in drag, and he did this character, Esther Goldberg. And then
who did, John?
No, John came out as Trump.
John did Donald Trump.
Where did this brunch take place?
At
the SLS.
Where in the SLS?
The Slayer Room.
Sayers Club.
Sayers Club, where there's no food.
Well, there was.
They put out a buffet. Put up a buffet.
And did a show,
yeah.
With a transvestite and Donald Trump? Is that what
okay,
I'm hearing?
I think we're answering why this didn't work.
And an aerial act.
So
throw it all together and hope for the best.
You're in the Sayers Lounge with a makeshift brunch with Donald Trump and a transvestite. I can't imagine why this never took off.
And, however, Ann Martinez was also in it, who was...
Annie's great.
Absolutely.
We're
going to
break for commercial. We'll be back in 15
minutes. We are
going to
take a commercial break. But I just want to remind everybody that we are on a Roku channel called Primetime. And you can listen to Vegas Nonstop on iHeartRadio, iTunes Radio, Google Play, Spotify, Alexa, and visit our website for past shows at VegasNonstop.com. We're taking a short commercial break, and we're going to get into what's happening in the world of sports. Stay right where you are. Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop here on 920 The Game. Of course, that was Mac Rebenak, also known as Dr. John, who we lost last week.
I never knew his real name.
Mac Rebenak.
Yeah.
Yeah, from New Orleans.
We lost him yesterday.
Well, it was one of those days last week.
Oh, yeah.
and Leon Redbone was the week before that.
Yeah.
So there should be a third because, you know, things happen
in
threes.
It's going to be George Thorogood.
Why is that a thing that things
George
happen
Thorogood?
In threes?
The curse
I don't believe
on
that.
George?
It's the same music genre. I'm just, you know,
you
snatching a name.
You think George Thorogood is in the same genre as Dr. John?
I hope he's listening.
I don't think he is.
He can make plans.
This isn't a prediction. I'm just pulled the name out of the air.
I would go out and buy a life insurance policy if I was
I don't think George Thorogood's in the same category as Dr. John or
Vegas
Leon
Redbone. Vegas Nonstop predicts George Thorogood.
Not the same category
the
as far as what?
Kind of eclectic music.
Like,
Dr. John would be eclectic. Leon Redbone would be eclectic.
Hot Tuna.
I mean, Loudon Wainwright III.
Why does everything have to have an inference to seafood for you, Jeffrey? I'm just curious.
You don't remember Hot Tuna? Of course you do.
And not my era. Okay, I was
what's
already
his name?
Too
Cara,
old.
Cara, who's the lead singer of Hot Tuna?
But I don't remember.
We're on radio. Remember, we're on radio. They're going to think something's wrong with the radio. Stop doing that.
I feel like Baba Booey.
What was his name? From Hot Tuna, the lead singer.
I don't remember.
You don't remember? Nobody remembers?
No idea.
Hot Tuna? Wasn't Hot Tuna kind of a derivative of Jefferson Airplane?
No idea.
Really? I think they were part of that San Francisco.
Back with the big words. What's a derivative, Jonathan?
For those of you Mensa listeners, a derivative would be something that comes from something else.
Only slightly smaller.
Was that the Haight-Ashbury era of San Francisco area?
Yeah, partially.
Yeah,
Hot Tuna. Stephen Bogart might know.
Hot Tuna.
Bogey.
Hot Tuna. Okay. You guys want to get into baseball, basketball, hockey? Pick a sport. Jeffrey with a G.
Baseball. We're going to start with baseball.
Neil Portnoy wants to start with baseball. My Cubbies are still tied for
first.
How
about Chris Sale's performance the other night? Complete game. Struck out the side on 9 pitches.
Immaculate inning.
Wow. Immaculate inning.
Second time he did it this year, even though he's having a terrible year record-wise.
But brilliant performance. I mentioned this earlier on a number of shows. The Yankee schedule so far has been very favorable to the Yankees simply because they're playing a lot of teams that are under 500. The second half of the season, starting now, we're not quite to the second half, it switches around, and the Yankees are going to start playing a lot of contenders for divisions. They had lost 3 in a row.
More Houstons, more Minnesotas.
Correct. You're going to see a change. The lead, I believe, as of today is 6.5 games.
6.5 games.
It's going to change. It's going to, by the All-Star break, my prediction is it's going to be a 2-game lead either way.
The problem with the Red Sox right now, and we've discussed it throughout the season, is still their bullpen. Okay. Kimbrel.
Just signed a three-year deal.
$45 million with the Cubbies.
Yep.
And then we saw Keuchel sign yesterday with Atlanta Braves.
Well, we're talking about getting Raleigh Fingers on for a guest for a future show. Perhaps out of retirement, it's better than the bullpen they have now. I got nothing else.
Listen, between now and the trade deadline, which I believe is, July 1?
Correct.
They have to go out there and get some arms. They have to get some middle relief. They have to find a steady closer.
They have to have a 7th, 8th, 9th pitcher.
Correct.
They don't have it right now.
Correct, correct. And I don't have a problem with their starting pitching right now. Sale's going to come around. Price is going to continue. There are some injuries, but they're going to overcome
Rodriguez,
that. And you know
Rodriguez
this,
is a stud.
I love Rodriguez. And you know this team's going to hit. Porcello's going to come around.
Yep.
I mean, that guy knows how to pitch.
Yep.
That guy, what I call a professional pitcher.
Yeah.
The hitting's going
to
be there.
It's tough to keep coming back when you're down 2, 3, 4 runs and you're not in the 6th inning yet.
But what we're also seeing this year from this team that we didn't see in the past, when they're jumping out to those big leads and they're giving them up.
Bullpen's giving it up. It's the bullpen. The bullpen sucks.
Correct.
Can I say that word? Yeah, I did. Sucks.
You can. So until that changes, the Yankees are going to run away with the division.
And what are the Yankees going to do now when all the guys come off the disabled list? Not quite called the disabled list, but when they come back to the starting lineup, you've now developed very young talent that I got to tell you is pretty good. Some of these Yankee players you never heard of, they're pretty good players. What do you do
with
them?
Very good.
What do you do with them?
Well, listen, I mean,
Didi
was activated off the injury list yesterday as well, so he's back in the lineup now. You got this kid playing second base, so I love Chavis.
Stud.
You have Gleybar, who's hitting the cover off the ball. So Stanton comes back. Judge comes back.
Yankees will petition for 2 DHs. That's all I got.
And probably win.
And probably win.
I'll tell you who I think is the most fun team to watch in baseball right now.
Dodgers.
Well, they're running away with that division and probably the National League. They're finally putting it together.
Sorry to jump on top of your words. Who do you got? Who's the best team?
I love watching the Minnesota Twins. This team is so much fun to watch. Yeah. Young guys, older guys, great pitching, great hitting.
And nobody knows about them.
And no one's even talking about them, and they've won 40 games already.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're just fun to watch. And not a surprise, I love watching the Brewers, too. Milwaukee is fun. This Christian Yelich, man. Oh, my God.
Ted Williams. I said it earlier.
You did.
He reminds me of Ted Williams.
Christian Yelich and Cody Bellinger from the Dodgers right now.
Yep.
If you want to watch you know, it's not Harper, it's not Machado, it's not this, it's not Trout. Watch these two kids hit. It's unreal.
Bellinger swings from down by his ankles. His launch angle.
He didn't always. He changed his swing.
He changed his swing, yeah, but it's changed.
It's beautiful.
And now he's going, yeah.
Tall kid. They're both tall, lanky, with like
Chicks
gorgeous.
Dig the long yeah. ball.
You said Ted Williams, and I'm also thinking Daryl Strawberry. When you watch Bellinger.
Early in his career.
Daryl had that left-hander, that long swing, almost effortless, and puts it 400 feet out without even trying.
Yep.
It's so much fun to watch these guys. It really is.
And he was great with an eight ball.
Yes.
John.
Daryl Strawberry.
Come on.
That's all we got for baseball. I'm done talking baseball.
No, listen, I mean, we're only 60 games into the season. We're a third of the way in. We got a lot of ball to play.
Yep.
Let's go to something that's happening on the forefront right now. Let's talk about the NBA playoffs.
Well, I got to tell you, I always thought that George Carlin, the great comedian, passed away. His epitaph should read, "I know something you don't know."
I like that.
And that's kind of where we are right now with this basketball game.
Okay. Series.
So I think that Toronto is just a dynamo right now. They're not scared of the Warriors. They don't respect the Warriors.
They don't care.
They don't care. And they are just dominating them. There were two lead changes in that game the other night, and they dominated it.
They
Absolutely.
Went wire to wire.
Yeah.
Well, they were up 8 at halftime. They ended up winning by 14. Now, granted, no KD, no Klay.
Yep.
Steph put on a clinic dropping 47, but he cannot do it alone. And I don't even know if he can do it with Klay.
Yeah, and KD's not coming back.
I
well, we're going to find out, aren't we?
Yes,
we
will.
We're not going to find out in this segment because we're going to take another commercial break.
I know something you don't know.
We've got Tom White in studio. We've got illustrator Neil Portnoy and, of course, my co-host for the last 9 years, Jeffrey with a G-Line 1. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop. You can also find us on iHeartRadio, iTunes Radio, Spotify, Google Play, and Alexa on Amazon. Vegas Nonstop, visit the website. Take a short commercial break and come back with more of Vegas Nonstop.
Hey Las Vegas, are you looking for a new job, changing careers, or are you looking to hire that perfect new employee? Mike Holton Staffing Resources has positions open in all fields, including the hospitality industry. Do you need an administrative assistant, a bookkeeper, a receptionist, or a salesperson? With over 40 years in job placement, Mike Holton Staffing Resources can help you be happy in a new and fulfilling career, or help you fill that hard-to-find job. Mike Holton Staffing Resources, human resource professionals. For a personal interview, call Jennifer at 702-805-1493. That's 702-805-1493.
Talk with all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on a shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, just you I'm dreaming of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere. why do I care? Your kisses I was waiting for. Believe me, I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home, my body, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you.
This is the late, great Leon Redbone, who we lost last week also. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on 920 The Game, also available on iHeartRadio and iTunes Radio and Spotify and Google Play and all the social media platforms. And the lead singer, our fact checker, for Hot Tuna was Jorma or Jorma Kekkonen. And I
Jorma,
know
my ma.
And what was the connection to Jefferson Airplane? Jack Cassidy? Yeah, so that was part of the whole San Francisco 1968
from the Partridge Family.
Ashbury.
Summer of Love.
That was David Cassidy.
No, but Jack wasn't Jack the father?
Jack was the
a
father.
Different Jack,
yes,
Cassidy.
But not, it was
that's
not
a
that
different
Jack Cassidy.
Jack Cassidy. Oh. You're right, but that Jack Cassidy you're referring to was married to Shirley Jones.
Correct.
Yes.
And when you say Jack,
I'm really good at this.
She
game.
Had an affair, didn't she? Have an affair
with the kid,
with Jorma Kekkonen.
No,
you just like Florence Henderson.
Yeah, they both
that's
had affairs.
Shirley Jones
Carol,
did not have an affair.
Carol hung out with Greg Brady. Correct.
Correct.
The Brady.
Hey, we
bunch.
Were talking basketball earlier. Prediction.
Yes, we were.
Had the shot not gone in from the corner on Leonard against the
Sixers.
76ers.
In game seven.
Would the 76ers be in the same position now against
the
Warriors?
No way.
Because
they would not have gotten through Milwaukee the way Toronto
did. That's right.
They would not have. Greek Freak would have... What Toronto did to Milwaukee following that series, going down two and winning four straight, is unbelievable.
Because Milwaukee destroyed the Celtics.
How do you say the Greek Freak's name?
Greek Freak.
Well, no.
Giannis. Giannis.
What's his name?
Jorma.
Giannis.
It's not Jorma or Jorma.
Antetokounmpos.
That's as good a guess as anybody else.
How did I do?
I don't
know.
I thought it had to end in Apopolis or something. He's Greek, right?
Antetokounmpos.
Yeah, like that.
I'm sure it ends in O-U-S, whatever it is.
They
What's
would
your
not...
favorite Greek restaurant in town? Jeffrey with a G.
I guess it depends what kind of Greek you're going for. If we're just going for...
Grecian.
Souvlaki or gyro and salad.
I love a gyro.
I love Meraki Grill on Rainbow. Chef Nico and Jerry do a great job. If you want to start talking like grilled fish and octopus.
Back to the fish story.
On the strip.
Or Milos.
You go to Milos.
Milos, right.
Milos, you go to Milos. I mean, Jesse does a great job there. Off the strip, though.
Do you get comps at all these fish places?
I don't know if I call it comps.
They
help me out. They do right by me, put it that
they
way.
They do right by you.
But. Savas at Ilia, right around the corner here on Durango, has some of the best food in town, honestly.
How do you spell the restaurant?
E-L-I-A, Ilia.
And it's on Durango and
It's Flamingo? On Durango, just south of Flamingo. It's a block from here.
By the way, Chef Sonia is upset with you because she what? Wants you to join Dorothy and myself for breakfast
okay,
during the weekend.
How could she be upset when I've never been invited to breakfast by you and Dorothy?
You just got invited.
Then she could be upset if I don't show up.
Sunday.
In studio. Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it in a minute. It's still too early. It's too early and the coffee machine was broken. In studio, we've got illustrator Neil Portnoy and author, rock on tour, producer, and sports fan Thomas White, my Friday partner at the Sapphire Topless Pool, Tom White.
Someone's
and Jeffrey
do
with
it.
A G. I do want to give you a shout. For those that don't know, Jeffrey, in real life, is a fish purveyor for a company called Samuel's Fish out of the East Coast.
Samuel's
so
Seafood, yeah.
He is our resident fish expert when it comes to seafood. And I agree. And Melissa and I went to Milo's for that lunch. And that is one of the best lunch specials in town. It was like $28.
$29, and you're eating fresh grilled bronzino.
What's bronzino?
Bronzino is known as known as European sea bass. European sea bass. Yeah. Some people, the French will call it Loup de Mer. The Greek call it Lavraki. We call it bronzino.
Use some Yiddish because you're so fluent in every language. I mean, I am so impressed.
He's a regular linguini.
Good one.
Yeah.
I'm a cunning linguist.
He's a cunning linguist.
I'm not going there.
For those of you that. You know what those are called, by the way?
What's that?
You know what those are called? Spoonerisms.
Spoonerisms?
Yeah, that's called a spoonerism.
Cunning
when you take
linguist?
The first letter of
you're
one
giving
word.
Giving him more information.
No, I like this. Go ahead. You take the first letter of one word.
Yeah, and you change it. You know, and the joke that went with it is, what's the difference between a smart girls track team and some smart aborigines, and one is a group of cunning runts. Neil, that's a spoonerism.
By the way, the silence that just came over this room.
Spoonerism.
Hashtag me next.
Hashtag
I thought Jared was going to fall out of his chair for a second.
I'm going to have to change the way I think of spoonerisms.
Not spooning, but spoonerisms.
Oh, that's the problem.
You want to move over to hockey, my friend, and talk about what's happening with your prediction?
Oh, man. I did call St. Louis in seven at the beginning of the series. I'd like to say I want to stay with that, but given what we saw in Game 5, and let me go back and say that from the beginning of the Stanley Cup playoffs, from the very first round, the officiating has been atrocious.
Absolutely.
What they did to the Knights, what they did to the Sharks in the following round with the first two games against San Jose, I mean against them.
And every penalty, every bad penalty called or not called has led in the opposition scoring a goal.
Well, and in this particular case, a horrific non-call. It was
terrible.
A blatant trip.
Yep.
Took the leg out. Guys on the ice. And on that play, the puck ends up in the net for a 2-0 lead. Instead of there being a penalty called, Bruins go on a power play.
Yep.
They ended up scoring anyway, but they were already down 2-0. It would have been 1-1. We go into overtime. Anything can happen. 42-year-old, 20-year veteran Chara comes out on the ice to start with a broken jaw. Boys and girls, that's a hockey player.
Well, there was no trash talk from him that night.
No, he wasn't saying anything.
He wasn't saying
anything. But you want to talk about a warrior? The guy's 42 years old.
He's incredible.
Already has a ring. And he's out there leading his team on the ice.
At 6'9", 7'1", on skates.
He's a monster. There's no doubt about it. But you want to talk about heart. You want to talk about warrior.
Yep.
I mean, What's happened
to the front line, the first line for the Bruins?
Terrible.
Marchand showed up and that's nothing.
They had one big 7-2 game and the scoring, the offense has been terrible. In St. Louis's defense or in the Boston defense, Jordan Binnington has been outstanding. Outstanding. They outshot Boston 39-21, I want to say.
Yep.
And I don't know if they deserved to win the game. They did win the game, but Binnington was the difference.
He was the difference.
He was the difference.
But here's an issue that I have the way the game has been officiated so far, and the whole playoffs have been officiated. The safety of the player, in my opinion, should be always on the forefront.
Absolutely.
St. Louis has been headhunting.
We saw one close hit last night. But honestly, hold on. Coming into the series, the Bruins are known as being the most physical team in the league. And they often are the guys that are doing the headhunting. I think St. Louis has given them a little bit of their own medicine. Now,
they've gone over and above to what they've been giving them.
In Game 7, San Jose Knights, the cross-check off of the face-off, there was no whistle
away.
But the player hits the ice, hits his head, starts bleeding, and then all mayhem breaks out. Last night, it was the opposite. Player gets tripped from behind. He falls backwards, cracks his head on the ice, remains on the ice, and they allow play continuing to score the goal.
Here's a prediction that I'm going to make. Bold prediction. Cam Neely is going into the locker room for the game in St. Louis. And he was a tough mother.
Oh,
all hell is
one of the toughest
break
guys over. Ever.
He is going to demand, well, you're out of here. You're no longer going to be a Boston Bruin if you don't go out and hit people.
Yeah, and start knocking some teeth out.
You know, it was interesting. I saw a documentary, I think it was, on Derek Sanderson last week.
Oh, yeah.
All right? And they showed a ton of clips. I'm watching this, and I was reminded of the old joke. I went to a boxing match, and a hockey game broke out. And I watch the game now, and I enjoy the game now so much more than I did in the past.
Without
because
the
it's
fights.
Not about fighting.
It was
it's
different.
About playing
it was different.
Hockey.
70s and 80s.
Trivia.
You
was,
had guys like Sanderson, Terry O'Reilly.
Rick Smith, Jonathan.
You had the Broad Street Bullies in Philadelphia.
Yeah, sure.
You know, John Cordick in Montreal.
Yep.
Knuckles Nylund in Montreal.
Right. Correct.
I mean, I remember as a kid moving from Montreal to Boston, and one of the first games I go to in the Old Garden, Montreal's playing, I don't know, there's a fight that breaks out, Knuckles gets thrown out of the game, and at the time, you had to, the benches are on the same side of the ice, and you walk through, and as he's leaving the ice, Nylund cracks the original rat, Kenny Linsman, right in the face on the bench. Unbelievable.
What was Derek Sanderson's nickname?
Oh, I know this.
He was a big booze hound, too.
Yorma
Kekkonen.
I don't remember.
No, I don't remember.
Hold on.
It was Derek Sanderson and Rick Smith.
Turk.
Turk.
Bobby Orr, who wasn't a fighter as much as he was.
I golfed with Sanderson at the Jimmy Fund events back east. He would open up his trunk, the hood to his trunk, and there were 30 gloves tacked to the top of the trunk of the car. I'm telling you the truth.
I was talking to Neil before we came on air. I said, you know, before Thursday night's game, they were honoring the 75th anniversary of D-Day. And they had a World War II vet in the stands in Boston with a flag in his uniform. And on one side, they were repeating the famous goal that won the Stanley Cup in 1970 against the Blues. He had Sanderson on one side. He had Bobby Orr on the other. It was a beautiful moment. So kudos to the folks.
Bobby's one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. Just a true gentleman. You'd never know.
Don't forget to rake the sand trap when you leave. Otherwise, he'll get pissed off.
Oh, yeah. Well, these guys.
I did a cigar dinner with him one time.
Bobby's a wonderful guy.
Those guys are all great. Yeah. By the way, in high school, I used to see Cam Neely and Lyndon Byers in Cleveland Circle at Mary Ann's all the time.
That's funny.
And they were regular guys.
Yeah.
Drinking, getting in fights, like just having a good time with us. It was great.
You know, whenever you start talking about fighting in hockey, I always bring up Marty McSorley.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think he holds the record for the. I think he's still in penalty.
More than likely.
20 years later, he's still.
Those guys are just. Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. Number 8.
No, look what I even drew when I drew it.
With the scar on
his eye. So, again, this is radio, Neil.
I know.
So, just a reminder that we're on radio. And later today at Portnoy Gallery, our friend Jimmy Denning's going to be from Tenors of Rock, signing autographs and kissing babies.
Yeah.
Scaring people because he's a big dude from the Tenors of Rock. And what's the address at?
1537 West Oakey Boulevard from 11 to noon. We're doing the red carpet with Jimmy. And then the podcast that I do, Twin Brothers from Different Mothers, airs after
that. What's the history of the red carpet? Why would it be red carpet?
I don't know, but they told me if you do a red carpet in Las Vegas, everybody shows up just to have their picture taken.
That is so true.
Jeffrey's laughing. Is right on the top
Jeffrey
of the
does
When I first
I
met Jonathan and we started doing the show together, he was still doing the Marines Toys for Tots event. It was a huge event. And then he started noticing that everyone was coming out for these red carpet events. He says, you know what? No more red carpet. We're done. That's it. No more red carpets.
We stopped doing the red carpet stuff.
It was great. It was fun.
For a while, yeah. It was, you know, it just stopped doing it.
I think back, man. You have put on some unbelievable shows. I mean, it's really incredible.
Well, again, we want to remind people that Saturday, 9 p.m., our friend Lisa Gay, I'm actually producing the show. Lisa Gay, jazz vocalist Lisa Gay, is doing Lisa's Living Room, and she's going to have some friends show up. I went to rehearsal the other day, and the music is just fabulous. Every Saturday in June, 9 p.m. at Alexis Resort Hotel on Harmon, right across from the Hard Rock Hotel. And to get tickets, you can get a local rate by going to TicketKite.com, like go fly a kite, TicketKite.com, and just go ahead as if you're going to buy tickets, and then it gets the promo code, and you type in LV Jazz, like Las Vegas Jazz. And
is T-Fox going to be there?
T-Fox is going to be doing
incredible talent.
T-Fox is great, and I saw some people at rehearsal that I've never seen before that are friends of Lisa's that are going to get up and do some songs, and it's all high energy and great, and Mike Clark on keyboards and Mike Tramonto. I'm probably messing
Dave
up his
Ramirez
list.
On drums,
on keyboards, and Chris Claremont on guitar.
Nice.
And Chris is going to be doing another show for us called BB and Me, which is a tribute to BB King, and that's going to be July 5th, Friday, July 5th.
Where's that going to be?
At the Alexis Park. He's a great guitar player as well. So we've got lots going on. But thank you. Yeah, I produced the U.S. Marine Corps
Toys for Tots show for 4 years, and we had some great talent. You know, people that are unfortunately no longer with us. My friend Steve Rossi and Vinnie Falcone on keyboards. 1 year we did. It was Mr. Sinatra's 100th birthday of Frank Sinatra, and so it was all Sinatra music. We had Pia Zadora was there, and Vinnie Falcone, late Vinnie Falcone, who was Mr. Sinatra's conductor, arranger on keyboards, and Steve Rossi, and just so many great friends, and Clint Holmes, and our friend Frankie Shinta. And that's what's great about the entertainment community here in Las Vegas, is that when everybody does get together, magic does happen. And Tom, I'm kind of looking at you because, you know, we talk about a lot of productions here in town, and, you know, some of them stay, some of them go, but the common thread is that the entertainment community is very supportive of each other.
They're very, very supportive of each other, and I think that helps so much in terms of generating excitement here in town. I wish that the resorts were a little bit more supportive of these events that are and these shows that are in their resorts, but you know, they have their agendas and we have ours.
Well, the problem is, you know, to kind of cut it to the chase, is they don't want to be in the entertainment business anymore. You know, they want everybody to four wall, take the risk, and the hotel casinos don't want to take the risk anymore.
No, exactly. They have no liability with anything.
No.
And they're, you know, a big drain on your budget.
You know, and Frankie Shinta, and I'll be the first one to talk about that they want the artists to take the risk. And quite frankly, musicians and artists aren't the best business people, and they never have been.
Nope.
Same thing with athletes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And restaurant owners. I mean, a lot
of
chefs. Was
it Joe Louis that died penniless?
You play to what Bobby Knight once said in a speech that I witnessed. You play to your strength. You avoid your weakness. However, your weakness is you get people on board who your weakness is their strength, and you become stronger.
Very so your true. Weakness is their strength, and their strength is your weakness.
And today is the tomorrow you thought about yesterday.
George Fetterman telling me, say the word, you get the point. That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
That runs crazy. True in almost every industry. In the theater world, Laurence Olivier, back in the day, surrounded himself with the very best performers, best actors and actresses he could find.
Hey.
Some of the others in that same genre that came out of there didn't. They wanted to be the star. Yep. They wanted to be the best one. And so they surrounded themselves with lesser talent, and talent will rise to the top. And if you're surrounded by great talent, it makes you look better.
You're better.
The best
Correct.
Managers surround themselves with the best people.
Yes.
Belichick. I mean, you know, Steve Kerr.
Sure.
Played, you know, for Phil Jackson and with Michael Jordan, and Michael Jordan made everybody look better.
Yeah.
You know, you get a star
when
on the
money
team.
Was on the line, and Jordan was double teamed. He was passing it to Paxson. He was passing it to Kerr. He's passing it to Cartwright or Grant. I mean, those guys are commanders on the field, and they make those around them better.
If you had to pick your top five position players in basketball, center, power forward, small forward, two guards, who would they be?
The 85 Lakers.
I'm going 86 Celtics.
I'm going with the Bulls because I have to.
I'm not talking team.
I know.
If you were to put together a fantasy team.
Well, I was going to.
It's so hard
subjective.
Because what era are we playing in? In other words, Steph Curry is an unbelievable guard. I don't know if I would have taken him in the 80s on a Celtics team.
All right, who would you top five?
Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Olajuwon.
Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
Isaiah Thomas.
Ooh, interesting.
I'm not going Zeke.
I mean, you look at that Olympic dream team.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, I mean, it's crazy. But the same theory also, I always use that same analogy with sitcoms. The best sitcoms that you look at were the ensemble.
Absolutely.
It wasn't one guy.
It was the chemistry between all of them.
It was the chemistry with the ensemble.
Look at Seinfeld.
Teamwork, baby. Teamwork.
Look at MASH.
They were all.
Look at Archie Bunker.
Yeah.
They all supported each other.
Speaking of Archie Bunker.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it yet.
I got to find it. I don't know where to find it.
Stream it. It's on streaming.
ABC TV. I want to thank our friend Neil Portnoy and go over to Portnoy Gallery today and at 11 a.m. What is it?
11 to 1 today. Yep.
And you could meet Jimmy Denny from Tenors of Rock. My friend Tom White, thank you for joining us. Jeffrey with the G Line 1, go ahead.
Thank you.
Samuel's Fish Company, if you need fish.
Thank you for your kind wishes.
Go to one of those restaurants. And again, watch Vegas Nonstop on our Roku channel, primetime. Listen to us on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Alexa on our website. And eat well, party hard, like us on social media, VegasNonstop.com. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay cool, eat well, and party hard, my friends. Jonathan Scott saying, be nice to each other.